There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com. This is Drive Live. Get in touch with the show.
Text us on 4001.
Earlier on, we said to you, Party in the Park is on November the 10th. It's at Dubai Media City in the amphitheatre, which is a great venue. The Chemical Brothers are there. Liam Gallagher is going to be playing. And we said to you, so Liam has a brother called Noel. They're not speaking to each other at the moment, if you believe what you read. I think that's actually the truth. But they also have an older brother. They have a sister as well, but we were after their older brother's name. The older brother's name is?
Paul.
Paul Gallagher. He's not in the rock and roll business or the business of rock and roll.
He's not in a rock and roll band.
He's not. But there you are. So that was the answer. Congratulations to?
Neil.
Who correctly identified?
Paul.
As whose brother?
Noel.
And Liam's. So there you are. Neil, congratulations. Neil says he's a massive fan, so you've got two tickets to go and see Liam Gallagher, Chemical Brothers, at Al.
Sorry, I don't know what's happened to my voice today. Apologies.
Can I just mention? I know, it's like it's walked out on you.
It's fed up with you, Tim. That's right. What it is. The voice is not happy. Mm. We had a text in earlier, and I've just lost it now, which is really useful. But we were doing our Dubai 30 by 30 challenge, and we're doing an update. I found it. It's from Vijay, and it says, congratulations, Natalie and Tim. Vijay did some jogging and half walking around Sabil Park himself. He's trying to do it until Christmas to look macho because he wants to get into a new suit. And someone else texted in and said the only exercise they're getting is TV remote push-ups. So glad to see, you know, we've got a strong mix of people taking part and not taking part.
Oh, well, there you go. You're either in or you're not, I suppose. Think about this for a second. Before trending, I was reading this today. I thought, this is true. And I'm glad to say my wife came to mind. But anyway, the best person in your life is the one who comes first to mind when you hear this sentence.
Okay.
Best person in your life, the first person that comes to your head, that's the ultimate truth. There you are. Anyway, I just read that and I thought, oh, how apt that is. So I'm saying that to try and get some brownie points. Okay. Hopefully that'll work.
Trending today.
I'm kind of feeling it probably won't, but there you are.
No, it might do. That's nice to hear. Who doesn't want to hear that?
Deserve a few points at least. Right, trending.
Okay, first up, we have, you know, the idea that first impressions can be deceptive. Basically, a mum, Jessica Maggs, bought a teddy. It's a feisty pet and she's called Glenda Glitter Hoop. She's a unicorn and she's got four kids. And basically these feisty pets, is they come in different ranges. I think there's a panda and a few other things as well. But they look so cute with the big wide eyes and really nice and fluffy cuddly toy. And if you squeeze them in the middle, like they bare their teeth and the eyes go a bit evil. So being a mum of four, Jessica thought, I know, I'm going to play a trick on all my kids. So every single kid came up and they went, oh, she was like, oh, look at this unicorn toy, isn't it cute? And then she'd squeeze it. So she decided to play a trick on all of her kids and she filmed it all. And she put up the one online of her son, 2-year-old, and this was his reaction to the toy.
He's cute?
Yeah, cute.
Watch Weston, look. He's cute?
Yeah, cute.
So here it is again.
Watch Weston, look.
That's a scar for life.
Yeah, no, I think poor Weston probably was quite... He's only two and he sat in the kitchen and he thinks, here's my mum, give me a lovely toy, nice cuddly toy. And the next thing you know, bares its teeth and is really grinning. But apparently, mum says Weston got over it and he's watched the video himself a few times and really laughs. You can see the funny side now. The element of surprise has disappeared, apparently.
When he's a bit old, when he realises he was famous on the internet at 2 years old, that'll be a thing for him.
Yes. So happy 18th birthday, Weston. Yeah. The next story is about a battle, a fierce battle between a shark and a seal.
Right.
If you were, you know, thinking about what might ensue in such a battle, what do you think might happen?
Well, my money would be on the shark.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is a great white shark in South Africa. Mussel Bay, I think it is. And basically, there were people on a boat, you know, and you go to shark spotting and sometimes people are in cages and they come around. Well, anyway, the crew are on board and a few tourists and they see a seal and they think, oh, this is going to end really badly. And no, in fact, the seal begins to chase the shark.
Never thought I'd see the day. That seal, we're going to call him Chuck Norris.
There we go.
On the film, you can
shocking seals.
See it.
Juicy seal around here, and the sharks aren't even interested.
That surprises me.
Yeah, and it's almost like the seal has forgotten he's a seal, and he maybe thinks he's a shark, so he's kind of following the other sharks around. So it essentially looks as if the seal is chasing the sharks. And yeah, they just don't pay any attention to the seal whatsoever. And he's a bit like, hey guys, I'm here. What's happening? And they just don't care. So it's quite bizarre. Yeah.
Was he flapping with his flippers? Hey, guys, I'm here. Yeah. The way you just did.
Exactly like that.
Had these sharks, though, been fed? Was there had there been a feeding frenzy created?
I don't think so. No, because the staff, who are obviously quite experienced with sharks and they go down with them and dive, they just couldn't understand it. They really couldn't understand it. They were like, maybe sharks have turned vegetarian in the area.
Because you always hear, don't you, that surfers are attacked because sharks mistake them for seals.
Yes. So water. This seal, I don't know, maybe this seal was, yeah, didn't look appetizing enough.
Chuck Norris of seals.
Who knows? Yeah, that's what they named it, Chuck Norris of seals. And finally, there's a new primetime drama by the BBC. It's called Gunpowder, and it's a three-part series and lot of attention on this around the world because the lead is played by Game of Thrones star Kit Harington. And conveniently enough, or interestingly enough, he's playing his ancestor, Robert Catesby, who was part of the plot to blow up the House of Lords in 1605. When I say ancestor, I don't mean they come from the same country. He is related to this man, genuinely, on his mother's side. So that's the connection between him as the actor playing the role. Okay. And it's the lead role. And he's basically the mastermind behind the plot. If you're not familiar with this, it was 1605 and they wanted to blow up Parliament and attack the family, the king at the time, because of the policies. There was a lot of suffering by Catholics in England. And that was kind of the root cause
James
of it.
James I? Was he the king then?
Yeah.
It was James I, yeah.
So, yeah, the gunpowder treason and plot. And that's sort of the theme of Gunpowder. But it's had a lot of criticism because there's graphic scenes of violence. Obviously, I won't go into detail about what those are, but some viewers have reported feeling traumatised and having feeling unwell after watching it. But this is the trailer and these are the bits that are safe enough to play.
My name is disgraced. My friends and family are hunted down like dogs. They will be revenged.
I have plotted the murder of the king.
Enough!
We are hunted. Tell me where he is.
What you intend is murder.
I am not alone.
I am Thomas Winter.
My name is Guy Fawkes.
I am Robert Catesby. And I will blow the king to hell.
I mean, it's still something that's marked in Britain, Bonfire Night, isn't it? And
yeah.
Guy Fawkes and the whole plot.
Remember bizarrely. The 5th of November.
Yeah, quite right. And I suppose if you've got Kit Harington in it and Game of Thrones superstar, then, you know, there's an awful lot of buzz about this.
There is a lot of buzz about it. And the first episode went out in the UK and it's being syndicated around the world. But I think as well, because Kit Harington has come from Game of Thrones, where there's quite a lot of violence, people are kind of... I think people are a bit more open to it because they know he was in such a violent drama already. They're being warned that it's quite intense, shall we say.
Okay. I just wonder if Guy Fawkes would have ever said in that kind of movie trailer voice, my name is Guy Fawkes.
Maybe that's how he spoke in 1605. Who knows?
Yeah, could have been, I suppose. That's trending?
Yes, that's trending.
Drive Live. Have your say.
Text 4001 or message us for free on the Dubai iMessenger app.
Drive Live, nearly done. Monday Night Football in a few minutes. You heard Chris just now. Lots of questions on there. The big tickets to give away as well, which is very nice. More on that. Do you know what happened today in 1980?
No, I don't.
NLT. Part of the music scoop, but not really. Mark David Chapman quit his security job. All right, you know who he is. He's the man who shot John Lennon.
Okay, I wouldn't have remembered his name.
No, I know. That's kind of by the by. But he signed out of his job for the last time. What he used to write was Chappie. As in Chapman, Chappie.
Yeah.
And on his last day, he wrote, signed out, John Lennon.
No, he did not.
He did. That's true. It's not urban myth. He murdered him on December 8th outside his New York home.
That's sick.
Still in prison for it as well. I know, very odd that. Anyway, he quit today then. 1993, Meatloaf, I'd Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That. Number one in how many countries? I'd hazard a guess how many countries.
42.
Oh, don't be silly.
I don't know.
Nice idea. 28 countries. His first US number one for Mr. Loaf
and
as well.
I would do anything for love. I would do anything for love, but I won't do that. No, I won't do that.
All right, let's move on. 2015, Adele released Hello from her third studio album, 25. Remember that? Broke the Vivo record, I think.
Yes.
It just broke the internet. 27.7 million views in 24 hours. That's kind
of
the
views.
Ultimate benchmark for being viral, I think. Anyway, here's part.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet.
Massive sales at a time when records, songs, streams, whatever they were then, weren't really in the levels they had been in, say, the 70s and the 80s. 333,000 combined sales, 260,000 of those downloads in almost
That's
no time. It was just a crazy, crazy successful record. Pete Burns died today, 2016. Remember him?
Watch out here,
him from Dead or Alive.
I like this.
It's one of those great, great 80s songs. So that's from 1985, but we're going to finish today with something from 1976, US number one, their 18th top 40 song. It got a Grammy, too.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me. Please don't go.
Grammy for Best Pop Vocal Performance. There you are. So Chicago, the Music Scoop today. If You Leave Me Now is the song. That's pretty much it. It's Monday Night Football next. Robbie Greenfield, Chris Bacardi and friends standing by. That's it on Drive Live today. We'll be back, I suppose, tomorrow.
Yes, don't say I've got flippers like those of a seal again, Tim.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.